And we are now joined by Jeb Burton, driver of the number 8 LS Tractor Chevrolet, Junior Motorsports. And Jeb, walk us through that final restart and how it played out from your perspective.
Well, I thought before that last caution, we were really sitting in a good spot. We had the lead, control of the race, and then the caution came out. In that last restart, I thought that the 21 car was in front of the 10 car. They were on the red flag, and when we came back around, I took the bottom because I was like, all right, I'll just put the 22 behind me, and then the teammates were lined up. So somehow they switched positions. So that was a little frustrating to see that, because I would have definitely put Ross behind me, and I think he would have probably pushed me to the win. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Just got to keep getting more information next time.
Okay. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We are going to start with Bob Pockers of Fox Sports. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, Jeb, are you excited about just leading laps and having a good finish, or are you disappointed in the last few laps?
Bob, I was slamming the steering wheel after I crossed the finish line. If it tells you anything, I really want to win, but at the same time, we survived today, and it was a good day for our partners. And this was only my 9th race with JRM. Last year I ran 7, and I've only ran 2 this year. So we've been in position to win almost every race at the end of the race. So we're going to get us a win soon. Definitely frustrated. I want to win for myself and all my partners, but you know, today wasn't the day.
And there's some chatter on social media about the restart and whether Haley jumped it, but I didn't hear much on your radio. So I was just curious. I mean, did you think it was a clean restart, or how'd you see it?
I thought it was okay. He definitely did jump it a little bit. I mean, he beat me to the line. I don't know if that's legal or not. Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal as long as he doesn't –
yeah,
jump,
I mean,
you, I guess, kind of, at, yeah. Or before you get to the end of the zone.
Yeah, so I went and I was waving the 22, and it wasn't there. So if the 22, I mean, I was waving the 22 with my hand, and he never got to my bumper like I wanted him to, but it actually worked out. But if he could have got to my bumper like I wanted him to, we would have cleared those guys even more, and maybe would have won the race. So I don't know. I had the lead on the white flag. I was leading coming off 2. I maybe could have jumped up in front of the 11, but they had such a head of steam. I think I'd have crashed everybody if I did that. So I'm frustrated. I'm definitely going to look at it and try to do better next time.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Nick Lewis. Go ahead with the question, Nick.
Hey, Jeb. It seems like everybody was riding around the top during the race today. Why do you think that is?
It was definitely getting a little frustrating for sure. But, yeah, I think people just want to do that. It's like a safe space up there. If you get single file, you can just ride and you just log laps. You know, a lot of people don't want to see that, but us drivers want to make it to the end. You know, we were sitting in a position with – 15 to go, 16 to go. We were up top. It was the 10 and the 16 in front of me, and I was running third, and I had 3 of my teammates behind me. And I was about to make a move in a lap or two before that next caution came out. So a bunch of crazy things went on those last 25 laps that could have changed the race, but, you know, we still had a good day out of it.
Thank you, and congrats on the good finish.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead with your question, Lee.
Congratulations on the run, Jeb. Just curious, having watched your dad win the Daytona 500, knowing how good he was on restrictor plates, did he give you any advice when you were growing up how to run on these types of tracks, even the dynamic of restrictor plate racing has changed so dramatically since he was in a car?
Yeah, so dad's gave me some good advice. Just really just be smart. Use your mirrors. Know what's around you. When you see runs coming, if you can get in front of them, do it. You know, dad kind of lets me do my own thing. He just
he's really good at telling me what he sees and what I'm doing wrong, if I'm doing something wrong, so he'll speak up. But that's good. I need somebody in my corner to tell me when I'm doing things wrong. I'll analyze that last restart and go over it. And if there were some things I could do different, you know, we'll put that in the memory bank. But really, I think if I could change anything, would be the teammate situation. If I would have known that, I would have never let that happen. I didn't get the information. You know, information's king sometimes.
And your wife has been on the front lines a lot during the coronavirus pandemic. What's that like been for you as a young married couple?
Well, Brandy works really hard. She's actually on a shift called Flex, so she picks when she works and stuff because our crazy schedule. But she's definitely worked through this and dealt with it, and she's a trooper. You know, thanks to all the men and women that are fighting the virus and taking care of us. But yeah, it's been unique. Brandy's a hard worker, and things have been good at the Burton household.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead with the question, Chris.
I'm muted for a second. Hey, Jeb, great job today. I know that you're not scheduled to run Pocono next weekend, but JRM said that maybe it could change. Can you run Pocono? Do you have a sponsorship that's flexible in order for you to do that? And how do you feel like that this run today helps you for the rest of the races that you do have with JRM?
Yeah, I'm not sure where you got the information that it could change. I haven't heard that. But yeah, I'd love to run Pocono if I could. But I'm actually going to run Indy in a couple weeks, and then I'll be at Kentucky the week after that, and then Texas the week after that. So I got a bunch of races coming up. Actually, feels normal to get behind a wheel a couple times a month now instead of doing like I have been. I mean, it's been 120 some days since the last time I was with this group at Daytona. So every time we run together, we're fast. Just really blessed for the opportunity and excited for the next one.
Thanks, Jeb.
Thanks, man.
Our final question for Jeb will come from Jerry Jordan. Go ahead with your question, Jerry.
Hey, Jeb. This is I've asked a similar
question that what Chris Knight was just going to ask, but your future, obviously, with the performance you're showing, you know, what do you think this will help you as far as, you know, finding stuff for year and building on your on the races, number of races you run?
Yeah, you know, every time I get behind the wheel, I treat it as my last one. Without the partners that I have behind me, I wouldn't be at Junior Motorsports. I'm lucky to be there. I'm really blessed for the opportunity. Like I said, we've ran 9 times with JRM in total, and we've had a shot to win a bunch of races. So I think JRM has found some things at the mile and a half that are obviously showing a lot of speed. So that's exciting for some of the races I got coming up. But as far as my future, I don't know. We play it every year by ear, and you know, I feel like I've got a great home at Junior Motorsports. I feel like we could run for a championship if we had the funding to do it. You know, just keeping my head down, whatever comes our way, looking at every opportunity. I just really want to win a lot of races.
Thank you very much.
Good deal. Well, Jeb, that was a heck of a run out there today. Good luck in a couple weeks in Indianapolis, and safe travels to you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you do.